To tell them about himself from the scriptures and all God has told us in His Word. So we have an enemy. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. We are in a fight. We are in a battle. And that's another thing that is hard for us to understand, is that we truly are in a battle. There really is a war going on. It's hard to believe that we're in a war, because right now, things are going well for us. Even in spite of, there may be some financial problems and feel the things, but, if I just work a little harder or do this or that, I can overcome these things. But we need to realize that we are in a war. And it's not a war against each other. Quite often we have issues with one another because we're all human. And, we have issues with one another from time to time. But that's not the real war. Our real fight, our real battle is not with one another. And so it's important for us to realize that when we do have a disagreement amongst ourselves, that we should come together, we should talk things over and allow God to help us to resolve our issues. So our war is not with one another, but we are told in the Word of God that we wrestle, we fight against principalities, against powers. There is a darkness that this earth is enduring. There is a dark power that we have to fight, but we can't fight it on our own. We need the help of Christ. So we're not fighting one another. And the Bible tells us that the world will know that we belong to Christ when they see the love that we show. So for us, we are the children of love, but we are to resist the devil. And another reason why we have a little trouble with believing that we are in a war is because we have been told that we fight against the devil or Satan. And sometimes we think of the devil as this little guy, this little red guy running around with a pitchfork. We don't take him seriously. And so we need to know that Lucifer, when we think about Lucifer, to me, that makes a difference. The name Lucifer, and who is he? And what is he doing? To me, that gives it a face, not the little devil. But it gives it a name. Yes, we understand the call of the devil, Satan, the serpent, and the Lord, but he's an angel. A fallen angel, yes, but he is an angel. And we've been told he will present himself as an angel of light. There are deceptions. This angel is very deceptive. That's why we are in the trouble that we're in today. He deceived Eve. Adam was not deceived, but yet there was deception at the base, at the heart of it all, deception. And so we're in trouble today. I will believe it when I see it. We are seeing the signs all around. We're seeing what the enemy has done to the Word of God. He has twisted the Word of God. And now we have so many different translations of the Bible. And you wonder, well, which one is the right one? And everybody has their own translation. And some of these translations are deliberately written in order to confuse. That is the enemy's thrust at the Word of God. Deliberately change a word here, change something there, change a statement, and in some cases, leave out an entire verse, or two or three verses, read them all entirely, and you will find that in some of these new translations. And so, the enemy that we have to fight is one who is a master at deception and lies. We should not be fighting one another. We should be drawing closer together as we see the end of 1 Peter 5:8, these words. It says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, has a roaring lion, walking about, thinking only he may devour." That's our enemy. He wants to devour us. So we're told to be sober. Be sober. Well, now, if we are drinking the wine of battle, all that we do, if we're drinking confusion, if we're taking into our minds a whole lot of lies and confusion, there's no way that we can be sober-minded. And we need to be sober-minded because we need to know the truth. Because the truth, as the Bible says, will set us free. It will free us from the clutches of the enemy. And if we're not careful, we will all find ourselves being in his hand, in his grip. And unless we know the truth, and unless we live the truth, we will become balls of the enemy. Seeing is believing. I would encourage you to take time out to look at the various translations of the Bible and to see what they say. Some of them will tell you that the verse says, Christ came to call sinners, and it stops there. Okay, that sounds good. But then there's another translation that says, Christ came to call sinners to repentance. That makes a difference. So the enemy is busy changing or even something out in the fight. So we must be careful. We must take time to study. We must be purposeful about our study. We must be purposeful about our desire to be like Christ. The enemy has found himself a system whereby he is trying to capture your mind and my mind. Earlier today, we talked a little bit about those two beasts in Revelation 13. And as we study, we know the two of them combined. So Woodrow Wilson went over, Dwight Eisenhower, JFK, all these went over to see the Pope. It wasn't until 1965 that a Pope actually came over to the United States. And he met with Lyndon Johnson. That was the first time a Pope had come over to the United States. So little by little, things are starting to come together. Little by little. President Carter, when the Pope came over to visit President Carter, Carter said, call him our new friend. He also said, the people of our country have waited a long time for this meeting. Does that sound like an adversarial situation? We are supposed to fight. We're supposed to oppose our enemy and his doctrine. But this consternation has led us to our welcoming the Pope. Ronald Reagan, when the Pope came over,
say it.
There are conditions under which our Constitution can be suspended and a whole set of rules can be implemented that will govern you and me. Well, why did they do such a thing? In times of war, in times of trouble, it's amazing what people will do. For safety's sake, it's amazing what people will put up with. It's amazing what people will allow to happen in times of war. Well, we're not at war. No. There is a war on drugs. If you remember the war on drugs, and they proclaimed a war on drugs, certain laws were implemented. A law where, well, if you're caught with drugs, we can arrest you, and we can take your car, and we can take this from you. People have lost homes, people have lost cars, people have lost so many things because of the war on drugs. We got caught on or someone's home. It's not my house. I mean, I was simply renting the house out to someone, but they got caught, and now the house has been confiscated. Those things were happening. So, a little change. There's also a war on terrorism. So, are we at war? Well, there's a war on terrorism. After 9/11, I think we feel some change. Our freedoms are being taken away from. Christ, and we know that we will see him again.
Brothers and sisters,
seeing is believing.
Let us believe, let us have faith,
and things that we have not seen yet,
because the Word of God says that these things are going to happen.
We may not understand how it will come about, but if God said it, then we must believe. And when we believe, then let us allow him to change our lives, change our hearts, and give us ready, because soon and very soon, he that will come shall come, and he will not care. He will not wait a second too late, nor will he come a second too soon. But at the appointed time, he will come, and we must be ready. So I pray that as we lift each other up in prayer, as we encourage one another in the Lord, as we allow the love of Christ to live in us and to shine out and to just be our central focus, the love of Christ, the love of his children, I pray that we will